Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com.
Sweet, so that's all off now, that's all good.
Cool. You're recording on your end already?
Recording now, yep.
Awesome. Okay, I'm good. Anything you would like to ask before we kick off?
No, all good.
Cool, man. All right, so I'll just pause for 10 seconds and then launch into it. Kim Barrett, I assume, is how to pronounce.
Yep.
And you are from, your social voice, right?
Your social voice, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, cool. I should have taken that note. Lucky my memory. G'day and welcome back to another episode of Agency Highway. Today, I've got Kim Barrett from Your Social Voice on the line, and we're talking about doing higher ticket sales, and by that I mean essentially asking for more money in a way, but actually how to convert those higher ticket jobs, think jobs with higher prices, and what the difference is in the sales process between those low value, let's say normal value. Maybe you're doing low value, maybe you're doing $500 jobs, stop that. We're going to talk about what the actual difference is. So thank you for joining me, Kim.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining. And I would like to start just with a little introduction about yourself and what you guys do, Your Social Voice.
Yeah, sure. So essentially, we help business owners to be able to focus on doing what they do best. So we take their marketing off their hands and allow them to just focus on serving their clients. So we do that in a range of ways, from either training people how to do it, doing it for them, or more recently, helping agency owners do that as well by giving them all of our systems and showing them how to scale things up. So I've been doing marketing since I was like 15 years old. So I've really just loved learning all about it and seeing how it helps businesses grow. So for me, that was really, really important and really, really pertinent as I was growing my business. And then I thought, I want to help more people do this. And then we started doing it for people and really helping them to be able to scale and get better results with their business.
That's awesome. I love that you give away systems, because I know so many people most people are really bad at creating systems. It's not actually, I'm full of stupid words today, but I mean, everyone kind of delays creating them. And I know that because I do the same thing. I've talked to a lot of people that are like this, where we know we've got to put systems in place, but we don't actually do it because it takes so much time. Mm. Right. It would. And I guess even though we know it's going to save us a lot of time in the future, we kind of don't do it. This is one of the biggest problems we have with selling ContentSnare as well, is there's that initial hurdle where people have to set up the tool to actually collect content and information from clients. But it requires people to get over that initial hurdle of maybe it's a few hours set up now to save a ton of time in the future. And so I think it's pretty cool that you guys offer this as an option. So hopefully get people there quicker.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's the same with anything. It's it does take a little bit of time to set up at the beginning, but once it's done, then it just gives you an exponential return on your time from there.
Yeah, I think that's a really important mindset to have in business. Anything that's going to take a lot of time, a lot of times, it's a repetitive task or anything like that. It's really good to put in that time now, or make time to actually do it. And then it just takes so much, you know, stuff off your plate later, which is, yeah, I mean, the best thing as a business owner, because I always hear of people being so overwhelmed and you know, too much work on, I've got no time. Well, there's only one way to get time back, and that's to invest in systems and processes that that actually get you that time back. But we are like, that was an awesome, let's just wrap up the show there. I think that was
done.
But the main topic I wanted to talk about today is high ticket sales. And I believe you've sort of made this transition from low to high. So yeah, let's cover that, how you made that transition and what the main differences are that people have to, I guess, be aware of when selling higher value projects.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that I'll start off with is that it's actually not that much different. A lot of people kind of think it's like, oh, maybe they sell something for $1,000, a couple of $1,000 once off. But like the difference between selling something at that level versus a 5K, 7K, 8K a month retainer is actually not that much different, or 20K up front. Like, people think that it's going to be so much harder, but in reality, it's not. But I'll come back to that in a sec. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah. When I very first started off doing this, it's like, cool. When I was starting things, I was just selling social media services, like $100 a week, little things like that. But what I very quickly found out when I was selling social media things was like, well, people were getting better engagement on their social media, and they're like, oh, this is great, but you know, like, what am I kind of paying you for? How much is this bringing to our business? And I was like, well, look at your engagement rate. It's great. Like, look at, it's gone up. And then they're like, yeah, cool. But how does that affect our business? So I was like, well, to be honest, good question. It doesn't, right? Like, it right now, it doesn't do anything for you. So,
correct, yeah.
Yeah, like, I appreciate the question. So it doesn't. And I was like, well, then I need to look at something different. I was like, well, what if I was to promote things for you, generate you leads, inquiries, things like that? Is that something that you would spend more money on? Is that something that would add more value to? And they said, yes. So that's when I very quickly learned that what everyone is looking for and what they want is they want to be able to see what the difference it will make for them tangibly, mm-hmm. right? And especially with business owners, it's like, for them, it's like with anything. If you said to them, I have a magic Coke machine, you put in a dollar and it spits $2 out, how much money would you put in there? As many dollars as you can get, right? You would get all the dollars in the world and you would just put them in there. So it's exactly the same when it comes to positioning something. And like, I've had to sell high ticket personal, like in the past, in some other companies I worked with, I sold some like high ticket personal development things. That was way harder than business stuff. Because
what kind of examples? Like, what kind of, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, so it's like NLP training courses and things. Oh, yeah. Like that. I used to work in a company doing the marketing, and I helped in the sales side too. And when I was selling those, it's like, well, for me to like get people to understand why they need to spend whatever it might be, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 on the personal development course was way harder than it's like, you give me $1,000, you make this much money back. Oh, that's great. You know, it makes sense. So when it comes to selling business things, especially for higher ticket, I find, and what most people miss out on, is you focus on what's important to you. Like, let's just say that you're a web developer. You focus on all the cool bells and whistles and stuff like that that you're going to put in there. Nobody cares about that, right? Or like, they do, but they don't in the realm of like when you're making the offer. Like, I don't care about the 150 million things that you're going to put in there. Like, I care on what the outcome's going to be. So the best example I ever had was that I lost a sale one time to some of my friends. I was speaking to them and they spoke to me and they were weighing up whether or not to go with someone who does CRO, so conversion rate optimization, or with me on the Facebook side of things. So they had already spoken to the first people and they quoted them minimum 3 months, 20K a month that they were going to spend on conversion rate optimization.
Wow.
Right? So that's some high ticket sales, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then there was me and I was $4,000 a month at the time for ads. We had a conversation, we went through, and then basically I didn't hear anything for like a week. And I hit them up. I was like, hey guys, what's happening? Just checking in to see what the process is here. And they're like, thank you for messaging us, man. Like, just letting you know, we love you, but we're going with the other guys. I was like, so you're paying $16,000 more than I am per month. So I was like, I got to know like why. Because for me, I'm like, I'm better priced. I can do a better job. You know, how's this going to happen? They said, well, we think that you're going to like a little bit, you're just like shooting from the hip, right? And we know that might get results, but we feel like you're kind of just shooting from the hip a little bit with how you go about getting us the results. Whereas these guys, they have a methodology. So they didn't tell them what they're going to do, but they said, we're going to here, this is like the how. we test here, we test this, this is our process, this is the flow through that we're going to take you through, and you end up down here ultimately with better conversion rates, right? That's what they showed them. And they said they had their methodology. So because they had their methodology, we decided to go with them. So they actually spent $60,000 with these guys who didn't improve their conversion rate, by the way.
No way.
They didn't get their conversion rate increased. However, because they had a methodology and said what they wanted to hear, because what they wanted to know is that people are going to be focused on what they're doing. And in the end, in an ideal world, they're going to get a better outcome. So business, like a business decision, they're going to get a better end outcome, more money in their pocket at the end of the day, even though they didn't, which they were just guys that were already really good. So they couldn't beat their controls. So because they had that process and that's what they wanted to hear, they didn't want to care. They didn't care about how they were going to test. Right, they just wanted to know what was going to happen. We're going to test. We're going to do this. We're going to take you through to here, and then you're going to have a better conversion rate at the end of the day. Because of that, they decided to go with them and spend $16,000 a month more than what I was charging.
Do you know if they quantified that as well? Like, as in what kind of monetary? Like, let's say they increase the conversion rate by 5%, that would mean this amount of money.
Like, yeah, exactly. So that was my next point. That's the next big thing, is if you can quantify what it makes it even easier, because they already know, like they're already doing like substantial amounts of money through their funnels and through their process. So they said, if we increase your conversion rate by 0.5%, it'll mean this. If we increase your conversion rate by 1%, it'll mean this, which is something that I then adopted as well and looked at and said, well, because I was like, cool, I'll do your ads, 4K a month. Make you money, like, you know, pretty straightforward. Yeah. I was like, this is how it works. And then they're like, cool, but, you know, how is that going to work? How is that going to increase? So then what I adopted from there is looking at, well, if people have their numbers figured out, and I go, great, I think I can either lower your front end cost, or I can improve the number of people coming through for the same amount, or I can use some retargeting strategies, whatever it might be. I feel like we can take you from here to here. And for when people hear that, and then it's like, cool, and that increase, based on what you've told me, if your close rate is what it is and everything else, that would mean an increase for you of X. So it might be like, you pay me 10, but you make 100. So, and then it becomes easier in the sales conversation. It's like, cool, it's going to cost you, your goal is that 100K a month increase. I'm going to charge you 10 grand a month.
Yeah. And then, that's almost like value-based pricing again, which was like we just had an episode go live about this. So if you haven't seen that already, it's agencyhighway.com/37, I believe it is. And we just had a chat about sort of value-based pricing and how it works. And this is, I think, a perfect example of that. You were saying some stuff there, Kim, about like, if you know their close rates and all that sort of stuff, so you can quantify how much what you're going to do is worth. And I think that's important to focus on for a little bit, is actually getting that information from your potential clients. We used to have it as part of our initial briefing form, is how much like a client is worth to them. You can do this anyway. You know, some people might not be willing to share that immediately, but if you're having a meeting or a phone call or something, that's, you know, you can build a bit of rapport and they might be more willing to share it, especially if you frame it that, you know, you need to know this information to help them. But to get an idea of their current conversion rates, you know, pricing and how much new clients are worth to them, so then you can reflect that back to them in your proposal or whatever in the sales process.
Yeah. And it is very important to know. And yeah, sometimes people don't, but to me, I go, well, and when people say it to me, it's like, well, then how's, like, if you're not willing to share, like, I'm not the ATO, I'm not the FBI. Like, I don't really care about the numbers on the end. I just want to be able to put numbers into like what we're talking about here, because a lot of people also go, oh, can you like guarantee results? Or, you know, like, I have money. I was talking with my sales team the other day. Someone said to him, it's like, if you can guarantee me that a dollar in, I'll get $1.01 out, or like, you know, I'll make a return, then I have money to invest. But if you can't guarantee it, then I don't have money to invest. All right. And I was like, cool. Well, to me, it just sounds like actually you don't have money to invest. So, you know, like, you can say that. Because if you can give me your exact whole system right now and tell me every single step along the way how it converts, I can tell you what we can approximately get you as a return.
Yeah.
However, if you can't, then I can't either. And most of the time, especially when people say that, they can't. They can't give you those details. And it's like, look, it's cool. It's like again, I'm not here for bravado, for ego, or anything like that. I don't really care. I just want the numbers so I can give you an accurate reflection. Because if anyone withholds it, it's to me, I go, well, how serious are you about actually making a difference? Because if you're withholding information from me, again, I'm not the ATO. I'm not like, it's not because if you tell me you have a $10 million turnover, I'm not going to charge you more. I'm just trying to figure out the numbers here. And you can just give me the numbers if they're accurate. But again, if these numbers are not accurate and you expect me to make decisions based on these and you haven't been telling me the truth, then I take no responsibility at all because you've given me faulty information to start off with.
Yeah, I don't think that many clients would actually be able to tell you a lot of those numbers.
and that gives us wiggle room. And I go, cool, if you can't give me the numbers, that's cool. However, I can't give you accurate. So we can be a prox and I can go off industry averages and things like that. And that's what we can base our stuff off. But number one, it means that first of all, you need to go and figure out your numbers as part of your process. Then number two is that means that if you don't know it and you want me to start on this pretty quickly, you're going to give me a little bit of wiggle room here because like I'm going to be figuring this out with you as opposed to you already having everything figured out.
Have you ever done something like quoting almost like a testing phase or a smaller portion of what you'd normally do so that you can give them like something, you know, like I'm just trying to think of an example we have where like sometimes it's very hard to quote for a custom development project, right? Like it might be this huge job that's going to be in the six figures or, you know, even high five and it's going to be just too hard to quote. So we might come in and say, look, we'll just do a UX and design stage, which might be a few meetings and doing some wireframes or mockups, right? And that is going to be $5,000 or whatever. And then from that, then once we've agreed on all of the what the app's going to look like, then we can go and quote the full thing. Have you ever used that kind of strategy?
Well, for me, not really, because it's like I ideally want people that already have, well, and it's just because my business is slightly different in the fact that we're like lead gen on the marketing side rather than too much building. But I will say to them, it's like, cool, here's what we can do as a test or as well, because a lot of the time they already have stuff running. It's like, cool, well, you can just let me go in. I'll take a peek and I'll tell you all the areas that are unoptimized, you know, like a website audit or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, people message me all the time about how terrible my page load speed is and stuff like that. Yeah, cool. I know. Thank you. right. And just do a little bit of like a review for them there as well, because for us, and it's like, unless it's something where like they come and they haven't done anything, then I'll be like, yeah, cool. We may have an adjusted period where we might be like, cool, we'll do it as a less or we'll have a setup phase and we'll do something there. But I also then go, if I'm doing something that is not in the full scope of what I normally do, you also need, if I'm adjusting, you need to adjust your expectations. Because what happens is otherwise, if they have an expectation of this is the outcome they want and you go, oh, I'll do testing and we'll do a reduced phase, you've got to go, great. But that means you have to set that expectation off the table for now.
Yeah.
Right? Because otherwise, it's going to cause problems. And that's why I like, because I always get their goals and we quote to their goals. However, a lot of the time they're like, oh, it's too much, it's this, it's that. I'm like, great, I can adjust my price, but you have to adjust your expectations. So if you want to make an extra $200,000 a month, that's cool, but that's the price for $200,000 a month. If you want me to half my price, you got to half your expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. It just reminded me of an image I've seen going around some of the design groups that I'm in, where it's like a picture of a horse or something. And on the left, it's like this super detailed, like, you know, the back end of a horse. And on the front, it's like a 3-year-old's drawing the front of the horse. And it's like client budget versus client expectations. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love those words. And that's why it's like you get to, you know, you've got to give them those adjustments, because otherwise it's like, yeah, you can't hold each other up for that if things adjust and things change.
Yeah, no, awesome. All right. So do you have any other major points to go through?
Well, I always think the biggest thing for most people is that, you know, it's actually not any different. Like the price that you say, the process that you go through is exactly the same. The only thing is like how confident you are, I think is probably the most important thing.
Mm.
So if you have the right confidence level, it doesn't matter what number comes out of your mouth, what number you put on the piece of paper. What matters is if you know what the outcome is and you're talking and you're positioning to that versus going, and like just a super low number versus super high. The only difference is your confidence in being able to position that to them and go, cool, this is what it is. And then if you have hesitation or anything like that, of course they're going to be like, oh, it sounds a bit high, or can you bring that down a little bit and try and negotiate? But if you're like, yeah, cool, this is the number. I remember when I first pitched my first like 8K a month client, whatever it ends up being, 96K over the year, I said it, and then they're like, what's your wiggle room? And I was like, there isn't any. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, that's what the price is. Then they're like, oh, okay. So, you know, even if we're, you know, guaranteed to stay on for 6 months a year, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, that's what the price is. Because I was like, look, I love what you guys are doing. I'd love to work with you guys. However, I also still have 10 more people to speak to today. And the capacity that we have is we're going to take on 2 new clients a month. So if you want to come on board, absolutely amazing. If not, appreciate your time, but then I'm going to fill that spot with someone else. And then they're like, okay, send us the invoice.
Awesome. Yeah. This is like, because my next question was going to be like, do you have any tips for people to build confidence? And you almost hit something there. It's like almost like an abundance kind of mentality where if you actually know that you can get other work, or especially if you've got other leads coming in, that's going to give you the confidence that you've got other people to close and other people to talk to, which, you know, speaks to the importance of having some kind of lead generation system.
Yeah. You have to have that in place, but as well, we just always know this, there's more than enough people that need websites built, ads run, all this sort of stuff. There's like, mm-hmm. Look how many people, like even just in a small portion of Australia, like there's something like, I think it was like on average, like 5 million businesses or something like that. Stupid, in a country of 20 million, 25 million people. It's like, yeah. Cool. There's plenty of fish in the sea. So, you know, if it comes through, great. If it doesn't, you know, keep going.
Yeah. And I've seen some stats. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was a digital marketer event here in Australia. And they were looking at, it was basically the same thing, like to show people that there's plenty of fish in the sea. And they showed you like the number of businesses worldwide and the number of agencies worldwide, obviously approximated. And it was kind of the difference, mate, was like hundreds of clients per agency, you know, like
yeah,
essentially. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's why I think you just have to have that, not the arrogance of it, but just the understanding. You go, if you want to work with me, great. But if not, that's cool as well. And I literally say that, and I write that in a lot of things that I do. It's like, if you want to do things, cool. If not, also cool. Like, I have no qualms. It's like, yes, there's certain people that I'd love to do work with, but equally as much as like, I'm going to find another great client in my next couple of conversations anyway. So if you want to do it, cool. And also knowing, like, I think if you are good at what you do, it also increases, and you know what you're doing, increases that confidence level. And but I think also just the repetition of doing it. A lot of people, I think, are scared of doing sales calls, especially because you're going to get no or rejection. But I like to look at that as like the learning phase. It's like, if you just keep doing that and you keep learning, like, you're only going to get better. Like, at the start, I remember I was like shaking on my first calls, $4,000 a month, but you can pay like $2,000 upfront. That's cool. Like, and then you can pay at the end of the month, and it's like already like giving them all these ways out.
Yeah.
Until then, I started doing it. It's like, well, actually, no, like, why can't I just do this? And then I just started testing and playing, have a bit of fun. And like, I remember one project that I think was the first time I did when I did a 7K a month deal, I actually didn't, like, I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to get this because it's a pretty big job. So I was just telling them 7K a month, kind of scare them off a little bit. And I was like, yeah, it's $7,000, because I was like, oh, they're going to say no, so I don't really care. And then they're like, okay, cool, so we'll get started on Monday. I'm like, oh. Of course, yeah. And then I was just like doing a little happy dance in the bedroom when that happened. But
hell yeah. I think you touched on it. We talked about it just before, and this is all kind of under the same theme of like not being attached to the outcome, like having that, I guess, confidence, or just being willing to walk away if it is a no, because you're not going to win every job anyway, right? And
yeah.
So if they say no to your initial quote, you've got to be willing to walk away instead of trying to drop your price, because then that's going to become a common theme in everything you do. But that, like, your thing of when you say like, that's the price for $8,000 a month. No, that's just the price. That's like perfect, right? Because at that point you're willing to just say, yep, no. If you can't afford that, then we can't work together. We're not a good fit or whatever, you know, and you're willing to leave.
I think as well, when you flip it back on them and go, cool, so if I come into your business and you've just told me the price of your product. You told me it's $2,000 and I'm trying to give you $1,000. How do you feel? And then they're like, oh, we'd never do that. I was like, cool. So then why you do it to me? And then they're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we won't ask for a discount.
Yeah, and unless the situation is like we spoke about before where you can actually remove some expectations or deliverables to actually give them something else. But yeah. Yeah. Awesome. All righty. Well, that almost leads. I know we talked about having a consistent lead generation system, and maybe I know we spoke offline about potentially having that as a topic too. So I may try and convince you to come back for another chat and talk about lead generation.
Definitely. I would love to chat about that because, yeah, it's the one of the most important things that leads to having high ticket sales is having a full pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. Let's do that. Is there anything else you want to cover before we close this topic?
No, I think the last thing is the two parts of it is when you speak to people and then when obviously you have a proposal. If you have a template and you have a process for a proposal, big question to ask people is why don't you have that for your sale, like when you have a sales call? So ensuring that if you are doing sales and you're calling people and following up, make sure that you have a script, not so that you sound like a robot, but so you have a repeatable process so you can measure and test and see what things you need to change to increase the likelihood of you getting a sale every time as well.
Yeah, especially having all the typical objections that you get listed out and how you will respond to those.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, awesome. So we talked about a bit there. I mean, we had a lot of mindset stuff and including like a methodology for, you know, what you do so you can actually kind of quantify what you're providing to clients and then actually being able to quantify those results tangibly in a way they understand, like so money usually. Yeah, so I think around those two and confidence. So those topics, that was an awesome chat. So yeah, thanks, Kim.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Where can people go to find out more about what you're doing?
Easiest is our website. I know it's slow. Please don't hate me on that. yoursocialvoice.com.au or for me personally, I'm spending a lot of time on Instagram at Real Kim Barrett if you want to chat with me there as well.
Nice. Who's the fake Kim Barrett?
I can't. She's a terrible person. She owns kimbarrett.com. She won't give it to me.
Oh man, I know the exact thing. I've been through it with Jimmy Rose and James Rose and I've just given up now. That's why I've got jimmyrose.me for my personal and automation stuff. I'm just like, man, this sucks. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for that. We'll include those resources in the show notes. So head over to agencyhighway.com to read the notes. There'll be a transcript and all that. So yeah, thanks again, Kim.
Cheers.
If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.